Well, no, but it's the same thing. The ball just found him. We ran some picks for him, but most of them just came off players seeing him flash his numbers into the paint.
First half, were you getting better shots or were you just making shots?
First half, we were more alert, alert, energetic. Second half was a little bit more low energy. Anytime you put less into it, you'll get less out of it.
Talk about the off performance. You said the ball's been fine there.
Yeah, we did some good things, getting the ball in. And, he was particularly sharp through the first three quarters. Again, it's unfortunate that he gets his second foul so early. But, he did some good things.
You said several times, when there's so-called drama on a team, it doesn't really matter. I mean, as long as they come out of it all right, whether it's Bombay or whatever. But in the aftermath, if they do come out of it all right, does it make you a better, closer team?
You mean like Gal's injury? Is that what you're talking about?
And all of the things that you've had to kind of withstand this year.
I know what you're saying. I'm not really sure. I think all of that is based on who you have as players. If you have weak-minded players, nothing can toughen up weak-minded players. If you have strong-minded players, nothing can lessen their resolve. It's the fence travelers who can go either way that you have to try to bring to the good side and let slip off to the dark side. I think it all is based on who your players are, really. I mean, this league is all about culture and environment set by your best players. And if your best players, have got it, what it takes to win, you got a chance. If they don't, boy, it can be a miserable existence. Yeah.
What about you? 30 assists on 36 buckets from Johnson, how many you get 31 the other night? That's sort of an indication, okay, they're starting to
hit it,
even though granted you're
going to
have some bad
nights. Well, one thing with this core group that I've never worried about is sharing the ball. They share the ball. The one that I'm worried about is reckless with the ball. Our turnovers are, again, creeping back up. And no matter how hard and how unselfish you play, if you turn it over we are. It's really hard to win. So, but they're extremely unselfish. Again, that's set by our best players. Our best players pass. If your best players pass, you're gonna pass. So, I love that about our team. They really share it. It's fun to watch.
Do you think, Phil, it's inevitable that the team will be a higher turnover team
because
the
outfitting won't win
inevitably
to
a high turnover player?
No, it's not just that. It's the whole post game that's a little bit more challenging. But there's post teams that don't turn it over, too. Orlando's not one of them. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't have it tonight, but they had trouble as well. It's a more congested area because of the rules, the amount of contact that's allowed. It's just different. I guess it probably not one of those better individual games. I don't know what else to say about that. That about covers that subject.
Talk about break for another season with 100 steals.
I don't equate steals with defense, but he had one great steal early in the game. But when he gets when he asserts ball pressure, and he your point guard again, you're going to be no better than your point guard defensively. Your point guard can set a tone for you. You have a better chance of defending, and if he doesn't really give a lot of concentration in that area, you're not going to be real good defensively. So Rafer, particularly lately, I think has done a really good job setting a good tone on the ball.
Do you feel like you may be able to pressure early and turn those into points for once? Not a huge fat or result. You try to push a lot of it. You're actually scoring off that early.
Yeah, well, Juwan ran really hard and really well tonight and got rewarded and scored, you know, in transition a couple times. And as long as we embrace simplicity, we're okay on the break. When we get outside of ourselves, then we're challenged transition-wise.
Anything else?
Yeah. They're great. And third time we played them, we're looking forward to the game. And the way they beat our ass, I'm sure they're looking forward to it too. So it'll be good. Both teams looking forward to the game. All right.